Okay, my name is Kevin, sex and love addict, recovering anorexic, fear mongerer, fleer from the Phantom Menace. Welcome to all the newcomers. If you have 30 days or 3 weeks or 3 days or 3 months, the good news is if you keep coming back, you just work the steps, you have a sponsor, you create a group, a God squad of people that you can go to in this program who can give you better ideas than you can, your life will get better. Your life will not be perfect. The other night, a fellow and a lead made some jokes about, you know, riding moonbeams and, you know, leaping tall buildings because of this program. Nope, sorry. I still wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning in a panic. And at four, my ex said, "You wake up a lot throughout the night." I said, "I do. And I'm really lucky that I go back to sleep pretty easily. But, you know, this is a top line meeting. So before I get too much into my stuff that led me here, the biggest, most important top line is, I guess, the 11th step or the third step or the second step, however you want to look at it. Lately, this serenity, if you think of, like, if you're into, like, magic spells and Dungeons and Dragons, I just watched Ready Player One, and there was, like, powerful, all these different weapons had different powers, and there was magic. The Serenity Prayer is good. It's good. It's a good daily one. It's not that powerful. It's not as powerful as the third step prayer. It's not as powerful as, "God, please heal my mind. God, please relieve me of this obsession. Just for today. Just give me a day. Give me an hour. Help me." The deeper the humility, the deeper the outreach to God or whatever you call your higher power. And that's pretty much what I go to between midnight and 5 a.m. when I wake up. I think before program, I fantasized about sex. There we go. Fantasize about steps. I have a deep, powerful sexual fantasy addiction that is as ease and comforting as alcohol to the alcoholic. And it doesn't work when the panic at 3 a.m. is my love addiction. Bad news. You know what does work? Third step prayer. God works. Recognizing that I can't. I don't have any power. The worst, probably one of the worst panics was when I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, "Oh my God, my business checking account is lower than it's been in 5 years. Serenity prayer is kind of good here. Not going to do anything about it, laying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, but still, it's just like, "God, please be with me." And I was watching a movie. We can learn a lot of bad things from movies, especially about relationships. You know, if you watch rom-coms, Matthew McConaughey movies from 20 years ago. Closer is a great film if you want to watch really bad sex and love addict behavior. It's one of my favorites. I watched a weird action movie with, I think it was Matt Damon. And the guy, it was a kung fu movie, and he was tapping his fingers under the table in the interrogation room. And I realized before he started kicking everybody's ass, he was tapping his fingers under the table. So I looked it up, and it's a form of meditation. And there's a lot of different forms of meditation. And I use it so prevalently that my ex saw me having some anxiety while we were out, and I looked down and she was going like this to remind me, hey, you know, and I thank you. And I'll do that. I have to do that. I do it a lot. I do it in meetings. I do it during shares. I do it laying on the couch, like lay down, take a nap. So when I have the panic at 2 a.m., I just try to get to 10 breaths. One of two things happens. I have to start over because my mind won the battle. Or I wake up 3 hours later in a new panic. But, you know, it's okay. Because the disease is working even when I'm asleep. And it's a lot easier to see when I'm not doing anything. When I'm busy throughout the day, thoughts can sort of drift through. Self-pity, fear, guilt, shame, financial insecurity, fear of abandonment. They're all there. They're there during the day. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's nothing else going on unless I bring in a power that's greater than me. So those are big top lines. My face is a little glowy. I picked up the top line of making candles. I made a whole bunch of candles in December. I managed to go 10 days without talking to my ex. That's not going to be the point of this share. That's been a really tough 2.5 month journey that has brought a lot of awareness. It hasn't made my life unmanageable. I've had moments of insanity, but my life has not become unmanageable. And my sponsor has basically said, we're keeping an eye on it, but you know, if we keep this up, we might have to tag this crazy. Even as I touch upon that, like my skin gets kind of tingly and cold and I get uneasy, my voice slowed down. I'm focusing on my breath. This is the top line. I'm slowing down because the anxiety can speed me up. So I'm a sex and love addict, but like a lot of people in this program, I came into the world with programming. And one of my other big top lines is my relationships with men. And I met a fellow from this program that I'd never met before because he's in the Zoom rooms, but we both live in LA and Saturday morning I met a sponsee and then Sunday morning before an in-person meeting and then Sunday morning I met this fellow and I had a phone call with another fellow earlier in the week. So like, that's why my life is manageable. My top lines and my program and involvement greatly outweigh whatever my obsession is. Whatever's going on with this woman in New Mexico, it's not as big as my God, and it's not as big as my recovery. It's not as big as my connection with the men in this program. I went to an in-person meeting today and there's a fellow who lives near me, and we walked home together and just talked. We just talked. And I was like, dude, I'm going to, you can call me anytime. I'll put you through the pass through on the sleep focus. You'll put your number through so it won't go straight to voicemail. You call me, man. She is not on the, she will get blocked by the sleep focus, but this guy will not get blocked by the sleep focus. I got enough problems waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, I was hanging out with this guy and we were sharing like why relationships work, why they don't work, why we need what we need in a relationship. And I basically just kind of casually mentioned, well, I'm a foster kid, you know, my mom was a schizophrenic, and I mean, what it basically, you know, there was a lot of inconsistency. I didn't get a lot of words of affirmation. I don't think there was a lot of consistent love and hugging and all this other stuff. I had to compete with her for male, for male attention. I have this ingrained belief that women are sleeping with everybody because I think my mom was sleeping with all those men. I had to wear a sheet and be a ghost for Halloween at like age 4 or 5 because my face was too bruised and she didn't want anyone to see it. And then from there, I ended up in the home of an alcoholic who also did the foster home, who didn't say I love you and didn't hug me and didn't give me a lot of words of affirmation and didn't do all the stuff that moms are supposed to do. I didn't get the mom stuff, you know? And he's like, have you ever told your ex that? Because we still talk. Like, we talk about our relationship. I listen to the characteristics. There's some stuff there, but, like, you know, we're talking with respect and boundaries. And it's like, yeah, I need words of affirmation and physical touch because I didn't get them as a kid. And I didn't really get them until I was 23 when I met my ex-fiance. I wanted to talk about her tonight, because this disease destroyed that relationship. I was 23. She was 19. I asked her to marry, met her in 1999. I asked her to marry me in 2003. Less than a year later, she had to break up with me because I was intriguing with bank tellers, and I didn't cheat on her. I was just intriguing. And she worked for Sprint. And comped my phone bill every month. Genius, calling other women with the phone my fiance comps the bill on. Genius. Please catch me being a twat. Sorry, I like English cuss words. So she caught me and called off the wedding, but the hardest thing to do, I think the one really serious thing that I got from that conversation is that 7 months in, it's okay to have a conversation with somebody that I care about and who has told me that they care about me. Hey, this is who I am. It's not trauma bonding. We don't have this conversation in the first month or on the third date. We have this conversation when there's been communication breakdowns, failures to meet needs, misunderstandings, and I just need to say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I need. Can we come to some kind of, like, or at least walk away from each other knowing why it didn't work and help each other out in our next endeavor? And it was, I've actually put it on paper. I put the whole thing on paper and how my default as a child was to hide in my room and withdraw from the women that I was close to. So what happened in this relationship is when I'm not getting those words of affirmation and that, not mothering, but just feeling like I'm not getting that stuff, that would be okay for somebody else, but it makes me subconsciously feel like I'm back in those homes with those women again, and I just want to hide in my room, and I become standoffish and aloof, and then my partner has a reaction to that, which make, you know, and this is kind of like outside stuff, seemingly, but if I'm paying women for sex, intriguing with bank tellers, masturbating 3 times a day and looking at porn while I'm in this relationship, I don't get to see any of this. I can't see any of this. So I think that, like, that's the gift of the program, is I just get a better relationship with myself and maybe a better relationship with other people. I will close with, I did break a bottom line last night. It was a bottom line I made 2 years ago. I've been in program over 5 years. I exchanged some pics with a woman that I've never met, that I met on online dating. app. And during the Super Bowl, I'm supposed to be watching the game. But that is what it is. This is not it's a slip, not a relapse. Close on a sour note. Yeah, but it's a slip, not a relapse. That's the bright spot. Thanks.